Ellie looked over Grant's shoulder at the X-ray and breathed out slowly.
You think it's an amasicus?
Yes, Grant said. Or a triassicus. The skeleton is so light. But it's no lizard, she said. No, Grant said, this is not a lizard. No three-toed lizard has walked on this planet for 200 million years. Ellie's first thought was that she was looking at a hoax. An ingenious, skillful hoax, but a hoax nonetheless. Every biologist knew that the threat of a hoax was omnipresent. The most famous hoax, the Piltdown Man, had gone undetected for 40 years, and its perpetrator was still unknown. More recently, the distinguished astronomer Fred Hoyle had claimed that a fossil-winged dinosaur, Archaeopteryx, on display in the British Museum was a fraud. It was later shown to be genuine. The essence of a successful hoax was that it presented scientists with what they expected to see. And to Ellie's eye, the X-ray image of the lizard was exactly correct. The three-toed foot was well-balanced, with a medial claw smallest. The bony remnants of the fourth and fifth toes were located up near the metatarsal joint. The tibia was strong and considerably longer than the femur. At the hip, the acetabulum was complete. The tail showed 45 vertebrae. It was a young Procampsognathus.
Could this X-ray be faked?
I don't know, Grant said, but it's almost impossible to fake an X-ray. And Procampsognathus is an obscure animal. Even people familiar with dinosaurs have never heard of it. Ellie read the note. Specimen acquired on the beach of Cabo Blanco, July 16th. Apparently a howler monkey was eating the animal, and this was all that was recovered. Oh, and it says the lizard attacked a little girl. I doubt that, Grant said. But perhaps Procampsognathus was so small and light we assume it must be a scavenger, only feeding off dead creatures. And you can tell the size, he measured quickly. It's about 20 centimeters to the hips, which means the full animal would be about a foot tall, about as big as a chicken. Even a child would look pretty fearsome to it. It might bite an infant, but not a child. Ellie frowned at the X-ray image.
You think this could really be a legitimate rediscovery, she said? Like the coelacanth?
Maybe, Grant said. The coelacanth was a 5-foot-long fish thought to have died out 65 million years ago until a specimen was pulled from the ocean in 1938. But there were other examples. The Australian mountain pygmy possum was known only from fossils until a live one was found in a garbage can in Melbourne. And a 10,000-year-old fossil fruit bat from New Guinea was described by a zoologist who not long afterward received a living specimen in the mail.
But could it be real? She persisted. What about the age?
Grant nodded. The age is a problem. Most rediscovered animals were rather recent additions to the fossil record, 10 or 20,000 years old. Some were a few million years old. In the case of the coelacanth, 65 million years old. But the specimen they were looking at was much, much older than that. Dinosaurs had died out in the Cretaceous period 65 million years ago. They had flourished as the dominant life form on the planet in the Jurassic 190 million years ago, and they had first appeared in the Triassic roughly 220 million years ago. It was during the early Triassic period that Procampsognathus had lived, a time so distant that our planet didn't even look the same. All the continents were joined together in a single landmass called Pangaea, which extended from the north to the south pole, a vast continent of ferns and forests with a few large deserts. The Atlantic Ocean was a narrow lake between what would become Africa and Florida. The air was denser. The land was warmer, there were hundreds of active volcanoes, and it was in this environment that Procampsognathus lived.
Well, Ellie said, we know animals have survived. Crocodiles are basically Triassic animals living in the present. Sharks are Triassic, so we know it has happened before.
Grant nodded.
And the thing is, he said, how else do we explain it? It's either a fake, which I doubt, or else it's a rediscovery. What else could it be?
The phone rang.
Alice Levin again, Grant said. Let's see if she'll send us the actual specimen.
He answered it and looked at Ellie, surprised.
Yes, I'll hold for Mr. Hammond.
Yes, of course.
Hammond, what does he want? Ellie said.
Grant shook his head and then said into the phone,
Yes, Mr. Hammond, yes, it's good to hear your voice, too.
Yes,
he looked at Ellie.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes?
Is that right?
He cupped his hand over the mouthpiece and said, Still eccentric as ever, you've got to hear this. Grant pushed the speaker button, and Ellie heard a raspy old man's voice speaking rapidly.
Hell of an annoyance from some EPA fellow. Seems to have gone off half-cocked, all on his own, running around the country talking to people, stirring up things. I don't suppose anybody's come to see you way out there.